Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. My goodness, I have such a special show today. As I explained to you in the opening segment, I actually have two guests on the line today. The first one is Dr. Camp, and he is with us internationally. And then we also have on the line with us Richard Leo. Both of these people have just some fabulous information to share with us. But first, I'd like to take the opportunity to welcome each and both of you to the show. Welcome, Dr. Camp, and welcome, Richard.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be guest here in your show.
Thank you, Rebecca. This is going to be so fun because you guys have just got some fabulous information. But first, what I'd like to do is give a little background, if I could, on you, Dr. Camp, so that people know who you are. You're a medical doctor, and you were born in Germany, and you are calling us from there. Is that not right today?
Yes, I'm calling you from Germany.
And so you have actually written several books. One of them was called The Revolution in Medicine. In the second book that you wrote, you can find 220 healings that are listed according to the medical systematic. And then there's a third book in preparation about the medical scientific group of Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. Now, this medical scientific group, you've been lecturing in many countries, including Asia, Europe, North America, South America, and you're responsible for the Central Archive of Healing Reports within the Circle of Friends worldwide. That's a little bit about Dr. Camp. Now, let's talk a little bit, because I know that we're going to talk about Bruno Gröning a little bit later in the show, but right now what I want to focus on, Dr. Camp, is the lectures that you're doing together with your colleagues in over 150 cities in North America. So what is the whole purpose or the theory or what have you behind the lectures that you're now in route doing? That's a lot of cities, by the way, 150.
Yes, it really but you live in a big country.
Yeah.
And therefore it's necessary. You see, years ago I heard the first time from Bruno Gröning and the possibility of healing on the spiritual path by opening yourself to a today mostly forgotten higher force, which Bruno Gröning calls the divine force itself. And for me it was in the first step, it was not easy to believe that there is a possibility to help yourself when you learn to open to such a force again. And when I felt this energy the first time in my own body as an intellectual person with university studies in two German universities, I was so touched to experience on my own that there is something more which I would have never believed that it's real. And then I was so interested if such a force can help people, and therefore I came to the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. It's a worldwide non-profit-based organization which helps people to learn more about the teachings of Bruno Gröning. He was very well known in the 50s in Germany due to extraordinary healings. And I saw impressive healings which do happen only when people learn to open to this force. And that touched me, and therefore I started to support this work and founded in 1992 the medical scientific group of the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends, because more and more doctors show interest. And then we thought by ourselves on which way we can let people know about this way to help and healing, this free way to help and healing, and that's the reason we started with public lectures. And we're looking back for many years of these lectures, and I can tell you just a number. In the last decade, we had lectures on all continents, and about 100,000 people attended these lectures with the topic Healing on the Spiritual Path through the Teaching of Bruno Gröning, Medically Verifiable. We experienced spontaneous healings during these lectures, and we see wonderful things happen, and we see that the people need to know. They want to know something without any cost, which is simple and which can help them and which they can do on their own and have a personal experience with this. And that's the reason interest worldwide that we do this and organize now in fall this 150 lectures all over in North America.
Well, I have like a million questions, so let me see if I can kind of sort out my thought process here, Dr. Camp. You know, first of all, as a medical doctor, at least here in North America, one of the things that they teach is only about the application of the practice of medicine, whether it be setting bones or surgery or whatever their specialty is. So actually what you're saying is, as a medical doctor, you actually have made the connection to the spiritual side of the human body, for the lack of a better way of saying it, in order to bring about and to help people find their own path to their own internal healing. Is that kind of what this is all about?
Yes, Bruno Gröning said that there is God, and God sends His force, and this is the divine force or the life force, and this force is free to access for everybody. Doesn't matter which religion. And it's not need to be paid for it. You only have to know the old laws, how to open yourself for this force, and then you can use it for your own benefit, for your life. It's a wonderful source, a powerful source. And Mr. Gröning said, I help you to find the connection to God, to this divine force again. Doesn't matter which religion you are. And I have lecturing in India. I've been in Israel. Once I had been invited in the medical university in Iran, Russia, and different religions, but I see all people are human, and all people need help, and they need help in a direct way, immediately, and therefore it's so nice to give them this possibility, which they can experience during the lecture.
That is absolutely phenomenal. That whole premise is phenomenal, that this whole group of doctors would come on board to, you know, that's almost in direct contrast of what many doctors, you know, as a person that's been in and out of doctors in my early years, I haven't done that so much in the late years of my life, believe it or not, but they kind of stop you from that healing by masking the symptoms, or, you know, masking it with either surgeries or drugs or that kind of thing, and they kind of take that power away from the individual. And what you're trying to do, if I'm looking at this correctly, is you're trying to give the power back to the individual within the healing aspect of self.
I just want to tell you something. I work as a normal medical doctor in a hospital in emergency care, and I like medicine. I honor the possibilities of modern medicine. And it's no question that we say it's of no use to have this medicine, but we as doctors and everybody know the borders and see that there is some forgotten basis of healing, that there is more, and this is the old roots, and that you understand that the healing comes out of deeper roots for men. And we know we need this medicine, therefore I work with it, but we need also more. And where there is no promise, we are not allowed to promise anybody healing. That's what Bruno Gröning said, is a gift of God. And you can learn how to prepare yourself. You can learn what kind of laws are necessary to be regarded, to take serious in your life, that a healing will be possible. And our work as doctors here, and the medical scientific group, it's nothing more than to speak about this and to do medical documentations, to make interview with the healed persons, to look for the documentation before and afterwards and say, we see here healings from chronic diseases which we can't explain from the normal medical point of view. We can only say these things are unexplainable and there must be happened something more based on this higher force. That's our work, what we have to do.
Well, now that's kind of interesting that you guys are actually documenting the before and after results of any of this that takes place.
And therefore, in the lecture, we have two examples what we show, and I also do invite my colleagues We're looking for American doctors that we work together. It's something which fulfills you personally and touch you personally as a human being, but it's only something which is give you a big interest in your heart as a medical doctor, as a scientific person, to learn that these things are real and there are laws. It happens according to laws which are real, and it's no stories.
So as somebody is attending these lectures, this is what you share with them is the laws and how to open up and that kind of thing in order for them to be able to accept the healing. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you see medical documentations, cases of healings, and hear about the teaching of Bruno Gröning, and the goal is that everybody can experience this force and will be able to make the experience and use this for himself afterwards for free.
All right. That is a true gift to humanity. You know that, right, Dr. Camp? I mean, that's just absolutely fabulous. Wow. And you have 150 lectures coming up. I know we're going to be talking a little bit more about that. So these 150 lectures are going to be able to afford the opportunity for people to come and attend these lectures all across North America in order to find out what the laws are and how to open one up so that we can accept that, as well as listening to the documentation that you have on real case people who have accepted these laws and have healings, and you have documentation on that, right?
Yes. Oh. We show two cases.
Wow. That is absolutely fabulous. Well, now, I'm going to put you on hold for just a minute here, Dr. Camp, because I want to hear from Richard Leo. You actually got to know the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends through this lecture process, and that you became healthy through the teaching of this Bruno Gröning, right?
Yes, Rebecca. It was... It was in October 2002, and I was listening to a radio show in the morning in the Buffalo, New York area, and it was Dr. Camp himself speaking on the radio. And he was talking about this man, Bruno Gröning, and he talked about some principles about health that Bruno Gröning had taught and about the healings that had occurred, and there were thoughts mentioned about how our actual thinking affects our health and how the thoughts of others can affect our health. And you know, and I had reached these same conclusions myself in my life. I was a high school reading specialist, a language arts teacher, but all through my life I've been involved in work just similar to what you're doing. My background is not unlike yours, Rebecca, and I had looked at many healing approaches, many alternative healing techniques and methods, studied them all, and I came to the same conclusions that I heard Dr. Camp speaking about with the teachings of Bruno Gröning. So I went to the lecture at the University of Buffalo. A few days later, I brought about seven friends, some of them healing practitioners themselves. I still remember that day. I sat there in the medical school lecture room, and you know, as Dr. Camp talked, mentioned this energy that flowed into people and that could heal, I felt something myself. It was actually very profound for me. I still get, I feel it when I think about it.
Yeah, I can feel it through you.
Yeah, I know you're very sensitive. So it was a very moving experience for me, and I said, there is something here. Afterwards, I spoke with him, and I said, we'd like to start a community in Buffalo. And there was a friend with me, Irene O'Brien, who's a healing practitioner and a massage therapist, and she and I started a community in Buffalo. And then we started other communities later in the area. But my experience was this. I said, oh, I'm a community leader now, so I have to do this. And so the practice is to absorb this energy in the morning and at the evening. Bruno Gröning, I always like to speak about 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock at night. So anyway, I did this, and I noticed that week something interesting was happening to me. For 10 years prior to this experience, I had reoccurring depressions. Many people have this nowadays, And I would treat myself with St. John's wort, and that seemed to give me energy and help me get through weekends or a day when this would occur. But I noticed that all that week I never touched the St. John's wort. I didn't seem to need it. I was feeling pretty good. And so we had a community hour a week later, and I was continuing with this absorbing of energy morning and evening. And then other things happened to me. Not life-threatening illnesses, but things that affect people. For example, I was having lots of trouble with arthritis in my hands and in my joints. And I would wake up in the morning with stiff fingers and arms, and it would a lot of pain in my joints. And I noticed after a few weeks that was gone. I used to be involved with hand drumming. I liked that very much. It was a hobby and something I enjoyed. But I would have to drum on a drum for maybe a hand drum for maybe 10 minutes before my fingers would loosen up. But I noticed that didn't happen then anymore, and it was gone. And then, as time went on, I shared with my own community in the Buffalo area about my experiences, how my allergy to cats — I have a cat, but every time I used to touch my eye after petting my cat, it would blow up like a golf ball, and I noticed that I didn't have that anymore. My doctor had diagnosed me with acid reflux. And I noticed that, in effect, my bed was even tilted so I could not have that problem at night. And I noticed I would have snacks at night and not have acid reflux pain. And then there was the osteoarthritis in my neck and in my lower back that was gone, no more pain. And then over a period of time, I went to a conference a year later, and I was supposed to have knee surgery. I experienced at the conference very severe pain in my knees. It lasted a few months, and then around the holiday time, it was gone. And I've never had any knee trouble. I may get a twinge once in a while, but I can certainly run and walk and have no problems. But in the communities in the Buffalo area, we have experienced healings with other people. My daughter was pregnant 2 years ago and had, trying to think of the name of the term, she had lots of edema and the possibility of, she had bed rest for like 5 months, and hyperclampsia, I think it's called, was a possibility. And anyway, we did Einstein. Her mother and I would sit down and tune in and absorb this energy and ask for help for her. So she seemed to get through that okay. And then she had things happen that would show up in her blood, protein, it went away. Her blood pressure, which was extremely high before we started this, went down to normal during her pregnancy. And the baby, and there were other things too. The baby was born normally and everything was fine. I had a niece who was in the Gulf War many years ago, the first one, and she was in the Air Force and had problems with, had her stomach removed because of a parasite, and was promised a lifetime of pain and infections all the time with you know, bowel movements 7, 8, 10 a day. She's now normal. She experienced something at one of our lectures, and her life has changed since then. I was with her a few weeks ago at a family event. My son was married, and she's fine, and she leads a normal life. She's a high school teacher now. I had a good friend of mine, he's a laborer, and he had trouble with, he was an alcoholic. And he tried to commit suicide a couple of times because of his life, issues in his life that had happened a long time ago. He experienced something that was very profound. He went to a conference. I got him involved with a circle of friends hoping it would help him, because he used to drink about 12 bottles of beer every day, a couple bottles of schnapps during the week. This went on for 35 years.
Richard, hang on just a second, because I want you to come back and finish up that story, but I don't want you to get interrupted because we're out of time here for this segment. So let's bring you back and we'll finish up that story. You guys do not go away. We'll be back with more of Journeys with Rebecca, Dr. Camp, and Richard Leo in just one moment. For 58 years, fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life and others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Fate brings you the latest on all the aspects of the paranormal. So to receive your free Fate magazine, call now, 1-800-728-2730. Again, that number is 1-800-728-2730. Or visit their website, www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Call Rebecca and schedule your private reading. 888-95-TAROT. That's 888-958-2768. Where will your life journey take you?
Hey, this is Stephen McKay, co-host of Up All Night with Mac and Travis. In L.A., your chance of seeing a ghost and a celebrity just got better. Ghost Expeditions is back from New Orleans, and better than ever. It's no wonder why everyone from psychic James Von Prague, actors Drew Carey, Delta Burke, Scott Baio, and so many others have participated in Ghost Expeditions. And now you can too, for a limited time that is. Ghost Expeditions, Fall 2006, only in Los Angeles. It'll change your way of interacting with the paranormal. Make your reservations now exclusively at JourneysWithRebecca.com. That's www.JourneysWithRebecca.com.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.JourneysWithRebecca.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca, and we're here with Dr. Camp and Richard Leo of Bruno Gronig's Circle of Friends. We're talking all about this magnificent, process, for the lack of a better way of saying it. And Richard, in the last segment, we kind of ran out of time as you were telling the one story. So if you would like to continue, we'd love to hear that.
Thank you, Rebecca. This friend of mine was experiencing severe alcoholism, and his brother was very concerned about it. His whole family was. So I invited him to a community hour in Circle of Friends, and he came, and he seemed to do the absorbing of this energy a few times, and they told me, shared with me later, that he really didn't do it very much. So what happened was I convinced him to come to a lecture at a conference in Michigan. And he came to the conference, and he told me later that the only reason he came to the conference was because he was supposed to be at my daughter's wedding, and he was too drunk to go.
Oh.
And he felt guilty.
Oh, my.
So he was at the conference, and he sat there, and, you know, he told me later, he said, this, you know, these... He made comments about the translations and things that went on. However, he told me when he went home, he started getting a kind of heaviness in his throat, like a choking sensation. This continued through to the next day. And then he shared with me that he didn't seem to want to drink anything.
Huh.
And time went on, a week, 2 weeks, he had never desired to drink. And it was gone. And so what happened was, it was the summer following. I was with him and his brother. We had a campfire. We had a little glass of wine. And I noticed John drank some of the wine, but he didn't finish it. It wasn't important. And then other things happened to him in particular. He was a laborer in construction. As I said, a wall fell on him, damaged all his vertebrae. He had swollen discs that could not have surgically taken care of, and in a period of about 15 months, that disappeared, and he's fine today. So I have been in these lectures, the info lectures that we're talking about. I was in one in Washington, D.C. A man, an 80-year-old man, had a shaking leg syndrome. The doctors couldn't help him, and he had it for 8 years. He didn't know if he could sit still during the time we were talking, because we asked people to kind of sit peacefully and quiet. And he said that during that time he experienced something. The pain in his leg went away, the shaking, rather, in his leg went away, and the pain in his back disappeared. And it's been that way ever since, and it's been several years now. So another woman had difficulty with her heart. She said that she experienced the pain in her heart. The next day, she noticed that she felt really good and ran up and down the stairs excitedly because she could do that when she couldn't do that before. And so even in these information lectures, healings take place. There's never a guarantee, but it can happen. And if people really open their hearts and really give up thinking about it, you know, intellectualizing about this, wondering how this can be, just feel this.
Well,
open their heart.
And I'm sure that there's probably a lot of skeptics that their whole point is to prove that something doesn't happen. And usually, for a lot of them, in those types of situations, they're the ones that actually experience things to a great degree. And that's such a marvelous thing, because you can be skeptical. And I encourage people to be skeptical, because not everything is as it's stated to be. But with what you guys are doing, you know, for those who are skeptical, I would say, you know, please go and check this out. I mean, because, you know, obviously there's something going on here, or not all the people would be getting on the bandwagon, so to speak. That's absolutely some fabulous stuff there.
Bruno Gröning said, prove it to yourself. He said, don't doubt this, just prove it to yourself. What happens when people intellectualize too much, it takes a period of time, and usually nothing happens, because they're always anxious. When is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? And nothing happens. But if they just allow this flow, you know, in the absorbing of this energy, we just sit still with our hands on our lap, palms up, and it simply just flows. And when people sometimes have the advantage of listening to some nice music, classical music, this is what happens. And there are atheists who have experienced this. There are people who have no belief in this who have experienced this. But they just have to allow this. They have to give themselves enough time to let this happen. It doesn't. With some people it happens, like with me, instantaneously. With other people, it may take several weeks. I know Dr. Camp's story is it took him 7 weeks, he told me, before he experienced anything. And so it is exciting. And what happens in these information lectures could be a life-changing event for people, that turns them around, connects them to the source of light, connects them to God and universal energy, and it's very powerful. But, you know, they just have to have an opening in their heart to allow something to happen and to look at a possibility.
Well, and I will tell you that it couldn't come at a better time in our world.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, I know. And I think everything is always in divine order, Richard. I truly do. This Dr. Camp, Bruno Gröning, he had some kind of a vision there with this and knew that he needed to bring this out. And I think that's interesting, Dr. Camp, that it took you almost 7 weeks. Was that because maybe, because of your background of being, you know, in the study arena that you were intellectualizing, or is it just that it took that long for you personally, Dr. Camp?
You see, I don't think so much about this. Intellectual persons, or those who just look at this very skeptical, or want to, or demand it, or who are not able to just be and open and just ask in a humble manner for this wonderful force, it took some more time. But when you are patient, you go through this thing, and then you can experience it. And the wonderful thing is this divine force, this higher force, is nothing supernatural. Mr. Gröning said this force is part of the divine order. It's given by God to men as a tool, as a powerful help, as a source of help. But mankind lost it. They only looked at themselves to be the body. And they see, we have to nourish our body. We have to eat 3 times a day. But they touch themselves. They forgot that there is a soulish nutrition necessary.
Oh, yes.
And they run out of power. And when the body signs them, there is something what you do not in the right way in your life, then the story with the disease started. And mostly it ends in incurable. And those who are incurable, often, then in this situation, people think about their life and they are open for healing on the spiritual path. They are open for this old and so new knowledge that there is a power which do not know any incurable, because it's a divine power. And that was something so new for me to learn, that there is no incurable disease. It just depends on the man, on the person. And this divine force can help everybody in any situation. And that there is no need to be to lose any hope, even in life-threatening or in devastating or so encouraging personal situation, that there is something, that there is a God, and that there is His power, and that you can get the connection to it, and to get the connection to this almighty source of power. But we have to learn to more and more to get in, to understand that these things are real. And we border ourselves only with our thoughts and habits. And so, therefore, it's so necessary what Mr. Richards said, not only to have one event or lecture, like a seminar, and see, wonderful, I felt something. And then you go in normal life again. You have to do it regularly. And more you get in. Some got spontaneous healing. In some cases, it took a longer time, because people have to change. It's not with given money. You have to do in yourself something. You have to understand that you have to change your thinking and your belief system, that you have to take your body and your life serious, and this power serious. And that's something people have to learn again. And children can do it the easiest.
Yes.
And that's, Mr. Gröning was a simple man, and he said, I don't tell you anything new. I just repeat what you should have known. And I just encourage you to do it. And then you make your own experience. And when you have an experience, then you know this is real. Mr. Leo and I, we can speak over hours. But when persons start to open themselves for it, then they make experiences. And then they can give it to others again.
Well, it's a natural thing. But in the societies that we've kind of evolved into, we have forgotten that connection, that connection to the source, the all that is, the God source. And I think what you guys are doing is beyond phenomenal. It's just beyond that you would come out and you would do these things, and that, again, as you said, this is something that's free to experience. And something that you can do afterwards, you know, continue it. And so it's kind of like a lifelong gift, as it was. And it's something that can be shared with other people. So this is absolutely fabulous. I'm pretty blown away by all of it myself. And I know you guys are on a real heavy schedule. Some of you are on a real heavy schedule for the next... I don't know. We talked about that. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the next segment, where people can go across the country to take part in these lectures and these seminars or whatever you wish, and how to get a hold of you guys. But I think that right now, and the other thing I did want to share with everyone before I go into a couple more questions here, is that next segment is going to be an unusual segment for everyone. We are going to give all the information as to where you guys can go and check this out, phone numbers, dates, and things of that nature. But we're also going to leave the show today with some music that's been specifically composed by Bruno Gröning, Circle of Friends, by a person in there. And it's absolutely beautiful music. So we're going to leave the show like that today, which is going to be a little different. And that's also going to be really a fabulous experience for everyone out there, so that you guys can touch into some of this and tap into it on your own as well. So we're looking forward to that. But Richard, before we get into the next segment, you kept talking about a community. So as these people go through these lectures, you guys then build like these little communities where you all go back in and meet on certain times, or what is that about?
Well, Rebecca, what happens is that after the lecture, about approximately a week later in each place, there's going to be a follow-up lecture. Groups of people will be returning to those areas to help establish, for people who are interested, communities. Now, in the communities of the Bruno Gröning Circle and Friend, and these are the same, I mean, they exist in 75 countries of the world. They're all over the world, and the same things go on. People are able to do this energy absorbing, what Bruno Gröning called Einstellen. He gave it a name. It means a going within. They're able to do this together in a group, and you know that when people gather in a group, and he taught this too, that the energy is multiplied much more, so healings accelerate. And then also they get a chance to renew their understanding about this, to hear a little bit of the teachings of Bruno Gröning, to maybe hear part of a little talk that he had given one time, to absorb this energy together, and to share, sooner or later, to share the healings that are occurring with them. You know, when you're connected to the divine source like this, when you have this God connection in your life, healing is not only in the body and not only in the mind, it's also in one's life. And so we have many stories of people who receive financial help, stories of being able to find lost things, stories of being able to have their pets healed.
Richard, hang on, and we can come back and you can finish that story. You guys do not go away. We're here with Richard Leo, Dr. Camp, and don't go away.
Fate Magazine, providing true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730, or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hi, I'm Bruce Hornsby. You know the expression, practice makes perfect? Well, it certainly is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend his time, or her time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. Parents, think about encouraging your kids to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that they really like, the one that really clicks for them. Get to know the school's music teacher and encourage your child to join school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful, their voices.
A back-to-school PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, Gibson Guitar, Baldwin Piano, and this station. Music, it wires the brain for learning.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. We're here with Dr. Camp and Richard Leo talking about the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. And Richard, you were talking about, in the last segment, you kind of left off with talking about that the healings aren't just about physical healings. They can also be about financial, and you were talking about how as the circle grows and you build the community from one of these lectures, that it can also help other things. And we kind of ran out of time before you got to finish all of that.
Yeah, well, thank you, Rebecca. Yes, you know, the energy that we speak of can be absorbed by pets. I have a cat. I have two cats now. One cat is 22 years old, and he's doing really well.
Oh, my goodness.
He must be absorbing the energy. He had some arthritis a few years ago. He doesn't seem to have it anymore. He still goes up and down the stairs and seems fine. I don't know what to say. Plants seem to flourish with this energy, you know, because the divine energy, this God energy is in everything. And of course, you know, when you're connected to it, It can be passed on to other people and things. And so Bruno Gröning said that once you have had an introduction to this energy, once you have absorbed this divine energy. He used the word Heilstrom, this healing stream of energy, as he called it. Once you do this, you can pass it on to other people. And so we have many stories of other people receiving healings without even knowing it. I mean, knowing what's going on. Of babies who receive healings by friends and communities asking for help. There was a story of a baby in Europe that had protein in the blood. The doctors didn't expect it to live. And the baby, the mother had to give a special diet. She never did that. And the baby is a young man now, and he's really feeling fine. He's a normal person. But it was expected that he would not live past the year. And the mother had asked the neighbors and told them about this, and she said, well, we've been asking for help in the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. When I was in Gelsenkirchen, Germany, there were people in Europe, all over those satellite countries, the old countries from Russia that have separated with the strange names like Azerbaijan and places like that, and the places in Poland, and you know, Italy, France, Brazil, Peru, everywhere. I even met a doctor from Hanoi, North Vietnam, and a school principal from India. But they all absorb the energy the same way in these communities. And the same things are happening, and we write about them in a journal, and people receive a journal as a member of the Circle of Friends, you know, with no obligation or anything.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? That is just a huge thing that's happening. But before we run out of time, because as I promised the audience, we're going to leave them today with that wonderful music that was composed by someone from the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. Why don't you give the web address, the phone numbers, and maybe I know we're doing one here in my neck of the woods in the Kansas City area. That's coming up in November. And maybe you could give the information on how people can find out where these lectures are being held close to them across the United States.
Okay. Now, the website itself is www.bruno, that's B-R-U-N-O, dash, Gröning, G-R-O-E-N-I-N-G, .org. Bruno-Gröning.org. We have a voicemail number. We have two in this country where people can leave a five-minute message and get information back through the telephone. One number is in New York. It's 212-330-7593. Now, the other number is in the Southwest. It is 972-282-1858. So one number is 212-330-7593. The other number is 972-282-1858. We do have a doctor. Dr. Mating is coming November 11th to Kansas City at the Aquarius Bookstore. That is at 3936 Broadway in Kansas City, Missouri. It's at 7 p.m., and we do start sharply at 7 p.m. There is a website. If people go to the Bruno Gröning website, they can go to www.bruno-gröning.org/North America. There is a complete listing of the existing lecture tour in North America. It's been going on since September. It'll be ending at the end of November. And I did want to repeat that there are follow-up visits that will be announced at these venues, at the Aquarius Bookstore at 3936 Broadway on November 11th. There will be, in Kansas City, there will be a follow-up approximately a week later to be announced that evening.
And for those of you who are out there listening, please go to my website. You can find the information on the Aquarius Bookstore as well as their phone number to sign up. And right now I would like to say thank you so much to Dr. Camp and Richard Leo for joining us here today. And thank you, gentlemen, so much for your time today. And we're looking forward to seeing you here in the Kansas City area.
Thank you, and have a nice time.
Thank you.
We were honored to be on your show.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.